All right, on a crazy Monday, this is Rick Moore with MSO News Sports, talking now once again with Amesbury football coach Colin McQueen. We've been doing this on Mondays for quite a while, and Coach, another great weekend for Amesbury High School football.
Yeah, it was an exciting one on Friday night, that's for sure.
I got to ask you now, the write-up in the Newburyport News talks about two all-time thrillers, last year's game and then this one. And Bill Newell was giving me updates from the stadium. And at one point, it looked like Amesbury had a comfortable lead, but it turned out to be a three-point game against North Reading, who was apparently a favorite coming into this game. So tell me about the ebb and flow, Coach, and how you felt and what was going on.
Yeah, they obviously, they were a favorite going in. I mean, we felt like we had a pretty solid plan, and it came down to just playing our style of football and staying with it and making a couple plays defensively. And those plays for us really came early. And we thought, like, a victory against a team like this, like small victories within the game, looked different than playing against other teams. So, like, their first possession, for instance, I think it took them something like 12 plays to find the end zone. And for us, we knew that was a big victory. We had watched four films on them, I think, coming into the week, and it seemed like they scored within the first couple of plays mm-hmm. every single game, you know? So they have incredible firepower, and they're a very explosive team. So we knew if we made them work a little bit, we were going to be able to hang. And then the big play, we then got the ball back, scored, converted the two. And those two-point plays ended up being real big for us. We were 3 for 4 on those on the day. Mm-hmm. And then after the following possession, after we scored and went up 8-7, Andrew Baker picked off a tunnel screen. And that was something we worked on all week, and really felt that if we got underneath those, we might have a chance to make a play. And that was a huge, huge play by a senior stepping up in a big spot. And then we were able to convert again and go up and stay up. And then the other big play was the block kick by Michael Sanchez at the end of the first half. They were going to get points going into it, and they were in field goal range. And he made a great play coming off the edge, getting a hand on it, and keeping them from putting points on the scoreboard.
Well, there's a lot.
Yeah, what do you got?
Well, I was going to say there's a lot to unpack here. And, you know, this is the first time I've ever heard that a ball control offense for the other team worked to your benefit. And I find that fascinating strategy, Coach.
Yeah, I mean, it was really just not allowing them to score fast.
Yeah, making them work for it, making them really work for it.
Exactly. And then, you know, as far as ball control, that's our plan, as it always is. I mean, we only threw one pass on the day, ran the ball quite a bit, and we were able to convert on a couple of fourth down plays. But it was another week without the punt team going out on the field. And,
wow.
We feel that if we can do that, and not turn the ball over, obviously, we're going to be in a game, you know, no matter what, we'll be in a good chance to win.
It seems that at this point in the season, your guys, they know how to react almost instinctively at this point. They don't have to think because what you train them to do, they recognize the situation and then can execute on it?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, and that's the product of doing the same thing over and over again and trying to perfect it. And that's what our program is based on. That's why the practice plan is the same today as it was in 2017 when we started this thing. And we're just trying to perfect what we do and keep these kids consistent. And if we can get better each day from August until November, or hopefully December, fingers crossed, we feel that we got a good chance against people.
Well, it's weird because I'm looking at North Reading's record, and they easily, between the Cal and the NEC, have the highest scoring team. So you got to feel, as you said, that the defense did well, but also your offense executed too. And you guys are scoring at a really decent pace. But tell me now, coming up, you know, a big game against Linfield. They're always tough. Is that home or away?
That one's down at their place.
All right. So tell me about, you know, what's up for, how do you see these guys?
Yeah, they're always a great team, and they've got great numbers and you know, some great physical football players. And they've posed some problems for us in the last couple of years because they play tough defense in the box. You know, though they're a spread team, they do a decent job of shutting down our run game as best they can. And so we got to make sure we get bodies on bodies and have good angles, communicate our schemes, and execute them as we have, you know, throughout the season. But you know, you got to focus on getting better week by week and focusing on execution and trying to be as perfect as possible. And then against them, as against any spread team, you got to limit the big play. You got to make sure you tackle in space and you leverage properly and run to the football as a team. And if you do that, you get a chance to get off the field, and it just takes a couple of stops if your offense is clicking the way that our guys have been clicking offensively.
Finally, Colin, this time of year, it's sort of like the doldrums. You're more than halfway through the season. You're in good playoff position. You're fighting for a championship. Do you change things up at this point at all during practice, or is it pretty much the same routine? And how involved are your captains now at this point in practice?
Yeah, it's pretty much the same routine, and we're very pleased with the leadership we've been getting from our captains, Luke Arsenault and Henry O'Neill. Those guys are great football players, but they turned out to be some great leaders as well. And the rest of the senior class on top of that, you know, they step up and they understand that the expectation, title or not, is to lead this program the right way. And I'm very, very proud of the way that they've been doing that. And you talk about it being like, you know, the grind of the season. With these guys, I haven't been feeling that as much because it's so enjoyable to be around. And it really is a great group. It's a fun group. And we talked at the beginning of the year about just them getting to appreciate each other and love each other and play for each other. And we feel that maybe 2-3 weeks to go, we really felt that we turned the corner on that as a program. And these guys are really enjoying being with each other, showing up and working every day. And I think that's showing on Friday nights.
Excellent. All right, so it's Amesbury at Linfield, 6:30 on Friday night. And, Coach, congratulations and good luck this week.
All right, thanks a bunch, Rick.
Thanks, Colin. Take care. All right, that's Colin McQueen, who is the Amesbury High School football coach. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.